Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode number 666.
Wow.
Power Rangers Jungle Fury, episode 30, Earn Your Stripes.
You forgot a word. To earn your stripes.
You earn your stripes.
To earn.
Earn your stripes, pal.
That would have been a much better one. It aired October 27th. Ooh, 2008. It's almost Halloween.
That's the Devil's Day, October 27th.
October 27th. A lot of people don't know this, but that's actually when the veil is the weakest and the devil does come back to Earth. He just tricked you into thinking it was on Halloween so you wouldn't be ready. Written by Jackie Marchand, directed by Mark Beasley. Jackie's back. Please deliver us from our sins, Jackie. I need you to do a good job on this one. For me, for your friend Jake, I need you to do a good job on this one, please. I had planned to have a ham horn sound to where when I hit it, it would just go six, six, six from that Slipknot song where they say that. And I didn't do it. I didn't set it up. So,
well,
the devil gets another day, I guess. If you're new here, what we do is we pause recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have YouTube or the DVDs or a connection to the devil, and you can ask him to send you his DVDs, because the devil's got them.
Yeah, and he's got it seated on
he's seating it on Kazaa. And you can just kind of wait. I don't know how seating works. That just means, like, these people are actively uploading, right? Is that what that is?
I guess.
That seems dangerous.
Or it's like, if you're seeding it, then the people that are downloading it are, like, downloading copies from you. Like, you are one of the ones that are being taken. Look, I don't know. I'm making that up as I go.
I know that the more seeds there are, the faster it downloads, because you're downloading it from more people at one time.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I haven't pirated anything in quite some time. I'm out of the game. Out of the loop on how it works.
I just rip from YouTube if I need to. It's so much easier and, like, harder to track, I feel.
Yeah, for a while it was just a lot easier to just, like, buy the thing, but now you can't really do that, and streaming is, like, and especially HBO is, like, we're gonna just throw all this stuff in the trash for tax write-offs, which I think is tax fraud. Zazzle's being investigated, but I definitely think that what he is doing is tax fraud, and I hope to God and Jesus it would be so funny if he goes to jail for tax fraud for trying to ruin
Roadrunner movie. Or it was a Wile E. Coyote movie.
First of all, it's a Wile E. Coyote movie. Thank you very much. Co-starring John Cena. John Felix Anthony Cena. Your friend of mine.
Is he the, like, Acme guy?
I feel like I don't know, because we'll never know.
Or is he the voice of Wile E. Coyote?
I'm hoping he's the voice of Wile E. Coyote, because can you imagine how funny that would be if it just sounds like John Cena? But Zaslav's done, I think, crimes against humanity with his takeover of the HBO Warner Brothers sort of situation. And I would love for him to go to, like, forever jail for that. So, hopefully. Knock on wood. If the devil can give us one thing, it's David Zaslav in forever prison. On this October 27th. We're not. This is way after that. This is
November
way
29th.
Yeah, it's way closer to December than you would think. Anyway, do you want to jump in? Do you want to just go watch it?
Yeah.
All right. It's spooky, scary. I am glad that the 666 episode is close to Halloween. That feels good. It would be weird if it was, like, in April. You know.
Yeah.
It's a nice brisk spring episode. Unleash the beast. And we're back, and we just watched To Earn Your Stripes.
Earn Your Stripes 2. T-O-O.
To also, you too can earn stripes. And all people. That's a Red House joke. No one's seen the Red House. commercial. I don't know how to come back. I just realized I think I completely forgot how to do the entire podcast. Back, just watched it. Hey, Jake, I'm just going to jump in. HeyJakeandJosh.com. I don't know where to go. I don't know what's going on. The devil got me.
HeyJakeandJosh.com. I never do that part, so I can't help you.
That's a website. Ninja Storm. Some bobos. Who knows?
Who nobos?
The shadow nobos.
I'm sure after the new year, I will...
When you get that hit,
there will be like a major update where Dino Thunder and Mystic Force
SPD is after
SPD. Like both of those will be up all through the bonus episodes. Will get caught up because I'll get a fire under my ass for 2 weeks in January.
Yeah, you just gotta hold on to it. That's the trick. It's just
that's
hold on to it. If you can hold on to it through February, I think you're golden.
Mood wise, I am doing. This is the best November I've had in recent memory.
That's good.
So hopefully, I can just keep that going.
Keep that train rolling. Anyway, that's all there. There's also an archive feed, which is on our Twitter. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Blue Sky @morphingrid. Whatever. I don't know how.
BSky.social.
That's the one. You got to know a secret code at the end of Morphing Grid. I don't know why. It's not just Morphing Grid. They want to be different. That's fine.
Because it's on different... Like, you can make your own server, I think. So we could be, like, @morphinggrid.littleidiots if we weren't tech-savvy at all.
If one of us had a computer engineering degree, we could be morphin.grid. And then it could be pwt.grid.
We could have individual host accounts. You could be, like, Jake.morphinggrid, and then I could be Josh.morphinggrid. But I don't know.
I'm sure someone could do that.
I'm just on Blue Sky. Yeah. I'm just on Blue Sky. I don't know.
They do all the work for me. What do I... Riley has just .com at the end of theirs. I don't know what you got to do for that.
Riley set up our Discord too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I looked at setting up a Discord for Charged Crystal last night. I was just kind of messing around to see like what it was like.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, I could barely make a channel and like a section. I had no idea how to do anything else.
I know Chris from Hello Hyrule is also extremely Discord savvy. So
yeah, like there was, I found the option to make a channel private so that only people you add to the channel can see it.
Didn't know how to add people.
I figured that out, but I could not figure out how to make a channel that people can, that anyone can see, but no one can post in but me.
That's a great question.
The option was not there.
I know how to move some stuff around within the existing architecture that Riley made for our Discord already, and I need to move some stuff around. And I've been meaning to for a while, and I started, and then I ran out of steam on that, and so it's still kind of a mess. So we'll get eventually. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I? Discord? We're also on Discord, but you gotta pony up for that. That's you gotta do that through Patreon. We'll get there in a second.
The big bucks. $1.
$5.
It's $5 to get on the Discord. Yeah, that many people give us $5.
Well, they gave us $5 at one point. We're not sticklers about it. You gotta at least
Once you get the link.
Yeah, you gotta get
we're not gonna check.
Yeah, and you gotta give us at least 1 month of $5 because that I will keep up. That I can tell. That I can tell about. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Pod 95 AM, 5 AM Pod. Hold on.
Pod Master. WPOD Masters.
WPOD is also would be a good radio station that only played podcasts.
It's just podcasts.
How would that even work?
I think that's a talk radio station.
Yep, that's right. That's talk radio. We just invented talk radio again. Welcome to our work. Now we're going to get into venture capitalism and big tech, and we're just going to reinvent a thing that already exists and say this one's better. But actually, if we're being honest with ourselves, it's a worse version of the one that already exists, and we're just trying to squeeze money out of it until it dies, because that's all big tech does. That's their only trick, baby.
Yeah.
You can leave us a rating and review at any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you'll support the show. We appreciate it. And we got some new patrons and have had some new patrons since September, but I think we recorded two times in October, maybe. So October got away from us.
Look, I'm having a good November. October was not easy.
Look, so you just got to get to the next one. That's the whole trick. You just got to be like,
yeah.
And once you get to the next one, all you got to do is get to the next one after that.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's the easy part.
But don't think about how many next ones are ahead.
No. You can't do that. That's a fool's errand. Don't try to think of how many next ones. There's only one next one, and it's the next one, and then that's it. Don't worry about it. And that is that. But it is that forever. Anyway, first new patron, I think, is RK.
Thank you, RK.
Then Jesus M.
Thank you, Jesus.
It could be Jesus, but I'm pretty sure it's Jesus based on the last name. Melnick S is a, I believe, returning patron.
Oh, thanks, Melnick. Welcome back. Maybe.
I'm pretty. Melnick sounds familiar to me, so who knows? DGZ, also a returning patron.
Sorry. Daisy's over here.
Oh, okay.
just like at the door.
Well, she'll be making an appearance sooner or later. That door cannot hold her.
Thanks, DGZ.
Thomas M, also a new patron.
Thank you, Thomas.
Sorry, I thought I had someone else. Devlin.
Thank you, Devlin.
Alex C, I believe is returning. Could be new, but I think this is returning.
Thank you, Alex.
And I know this is a new patron, a man named Babs. That's Chris from Hello High.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks, Chris. I've seen him on the Discord recently, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I got confused at first. I was like, wait, where am I? Which Discord am I on?
Hold on. What's going on?
I only frequent two.
So it's, you got to figure out. Yeah. Cody T, new patron.
Thank you, Cody.
Might be returning, but I'm not going to blow up anyone's spot on that one. And that's it. And that's all the new patrons.
All right.
Getting in right under the wire.
I do just want to say, I meant to say something last episode, but we got caught up in cassette tapes and like a whole bunch of other stuff.
Cassette tapes and Kid Cuisine, the Hey Jake and Josh story. Okay.
But I do want to just like especially thank everybody for still contributing in the year where Black Friday was like just another day and nobody's buying anything anymore.
Yeah.
The fact that you all will even give us $1 in time like this amazing. Is like very humbling. So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And also, I do think, and I'm not an economist, clearly, for a lot of reasons. But I do think things like podcasts and artists and stuff that you support directly, I do think there people see more of a value for that than like what's up with Target? This TV is $600 instead of, whoa, what's that? $600. We just put a sign says Black Friday and said nothing's different. I think a lot of people are seeing that. And I appreciate everybody being like, we would rather support real humans than big corporations that want to suck our blood.
They're like, hey, what if we don't just suck the life out of our employees, but the shoppers as well?
But the shoppers, and then the whole
The shoppers are just Earth. Like, no, I'm going to buy food instead. I don't need a TV every year.
Yeah. No matter how the same price it is. I didn't buy anything for Black Friday or Cyber Monday because the ceasefire, or not the ceasefire, the temporary truce over in Palestine. Was very clearly a smokescreen to be like, hey, don't be mad at us, buy some stuff. And I was like, no, I'm going to go ahead and not fall for that. So I didn't buy anything, but I was like looking at deals on Amazon. And did you know that, this is my experience, everything that was on sale on from Black Friday to Cyber Monday on Amazon.com is still at that lowered price.
It was probably also before.
It might have been before. The only thing, I looked at like a couple Blu-ray sets that might have been like a little more. But the thing is, like for stuff like that, the list price is always not what they're selling it for. They're always selling it for way cheaper.
Yeah.
And then when they give you the Black Friday discount, it's off the list price that they're already not selling it for. So like it's $60. Just kidding. It's only $27. But like, no, it's been $30 that at the most because you sell it for half off. So like good try. The problem is we're all much smarter than you want us to be. Anyway,
or we're just much broker than
I think.
Like, who would have thought that if you don't pay people to work, that they don't have any money?
That they don't have any money. It's so
to buy
strange
stuff with. I also am not an economist, but I think there might be a correlation.
There's a economist that I follow. Her name's Jessica Burbank, and I love her because she is really good at explaining, like, making things make sense for me, someone who is a dum-dum and did not go to economy school. But I do get very mad every time she explains stuff because it is all the most – every practice that the government has about the economy is hostile to – American citizens. Every single one. It is horrible. Yeah. Drives me insane. Anyway, check out Jessica Burbank on wherever. She does a good job explaining that stuff. Anyway, do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about pizza stores instead of regular stores. Do you think JKP had Black Friday deal on pizza?
A $2 large Thrilla Gorilla takeout special
in
on 2008?
At this point in 2008? I don't know if the because I know the housing bubble burst and then the recession happened. I don't know when that was.
It's only on Thrilla Gorilla though. All the other pizzas still.
Okay, so you got to get RJ's favorite pizza is cheaper, but
it's a $2 carry out. You also can't eat it there.
Right, you gotta go. Get out. We start off with the store opening, and this is a weird time for RJ to say, "Hey, we gotta go," but he waits until Casey literally flips the sign to open. He's about to be like, let's get at it, everybody. And then Archie's like, actually,
the store is open. Fran, we're all leaving.
We're leaving. He calls Theo, Lily, and Casey. He's like, we're going to go on a trip right now. And they're like, what? And he's like, yep, we're going. And I think Lily's like, is this some kind of like the journey is the destination thing? He's like, nope, the destination is the destination this time. We're going to a place. And he's like, Fran, are you okay to hold? You and Dominic good to hold the fort? And she's like, yeah, we're such a great team. I mean, yes. And like, it wasn't like what she said wasn't even that like Freudian slippy.
Yeah, but she did say it with like hearts in her eyes.
Oh, she's floating off the ground for sure. Yeah. But I don't like just the way it's written is just like she was like, yeah, I would love to lick pizza sauce off of him. Wait, what? What did I say? Uh-oh. Like, that's her reaction to her being like, we make a great team. A fact, just a regular fact. So then they leave. We stay in the pizza store for a second, and Fran's like, "Oh, I wonder what they're doing." And Dom's like, "RJ told me, gave me the inside scoop, and it's major." And then we cut from there to Jared.
This made it feel like they were going here. Like RJ's like, "All right, guys, we're just gonna go to
Cobra
Kai and
kill him there. Yeah, we're gonna go do him dirty just, for his dad
while they're sleeping. We'll just stab him in the heart."
We're going to do what Squat could not and finish the job while they're sleeping. That is not the case. We just go there and Jared's having – he's being – I can't tell – I know what will be happening. I don't know exactly what is happening right now. I think Jared is taking back over at this point.
I think what's happening is Daishi and Jared are fighting for control. Like Jared is starting to like suppress Daishi and come out more. And that's making Daishi mad, and that manifests in him, like, bumping off the walls and punching urns and stuff.
Yeah, and then Camille comes in, and she's like, hey, are you good?
Do you need a soda, buddy?
Do you want a soda? And he's like, I don't trust Snapper and Scorch. And she's like, no, you shouldn't. I'm the only one loyal to you. He's like, yes, you are. Thank you. And she's like, oh, you've never thanked me before.
But right before he says thank you, there's like a change. His demeanor changes and his voice, like the modulation, the Daishi modulation goes away. And Jared just says thank you.
I will give Bede. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm going to say Bede. Bede Skinner is the actor who plays Booger Jared. And in this episode, He has a Jared voice and he has a Daishi voice, and he's good about not only just like doing one or the other, but like kind of, it's like a slider, and he's good at like making the slider work to where you know who is more in charge. And I think it's a really good job for a guy whose acting has been mostly okay.
Yeah. There are some effects like visual and audio effects added to when Daishi is there. But for the most part, it's a lot of just him holding his face differently.
Yeah. And I think it also feels like he is like a lot more nasally when he's doing the Jared voice. Like he's just like It's not as like from the chest. And it's good work. But yeah, he's like, thank you. And she's like, you've never thanked me before. And like, I don't know how to read this exactly from her, because I feel like they wanted to be scared, but she's also like, ooh.
Yeah. She's very taken aback. Like this. Uh-oh. I think it's kind of like a, oh no, they're right. Jared is like,
yeah,
kind of holding you back. But also, like,
but also, maybe I like it.
Maybe that's also why I'm not dead. So.
Yeah. And then we like kind of cut over. I think Scorch and Snapper are hiding behind a pillar somewhere, but it looks like they're in a completely different area.
They step into like a doorway off in the corner.
I've never seen this doorway before in my life. I don't know where they are, but they're both like, it's Camille. She's making him too. She's too pretty, and now he's being human. We gotta kill her.
Camille makes Jared too horny, and he won't stay suppressed.
We got the horny is stronger than evil, and I think we can all agree that is true. But we gotta kill her about it. This is clearly her fault. We need to kill her. I'm so worried about where she's gonna end up.
I don't know. Look, if the monsters kill her, that's still not good, but it is better than if the Power Rangers.
It's better
it.
Than it.
But also, yeah. That is what happened to Miratrix, sort of.
Yeah, she just went.
And that still stunk. So
yeah. The problem like with Miratrix is that it was like, she's the wronged party, but wait a minute. No, she's not. And it's good she's dead. She should have been killed for, let me look at my notes. Being a woman on Power Rangers.
Being a woman in a controlling, abusive relationship.
Yeah, and like that.
She should be locked up forever, actually.
In a cupboard somewhere in a cave. That was a good call for us. And that's why that sucked so much, is because the show was like that. If the bad guys just kill Camille because she's making Jared come out, like at least that isn't as like crappy to like.
Yeah,
her as a
we
person.
Are getting. We don't really know Camille's history or backstory at all.
She's a 10,000-year-old baddie, as
but
far as I know.
Why does she look like a person? Is that like a mystique? Like, I choose to look like this, or
I? That's a great question, because I've been wondering
that
for a while.
In like a Daishi situation,
there. So the Camille is the entity that is in the chameleon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or it's a chameleon power.
Lili is the vessel.
And she got into Lili. So now she's half vampire, half human, half chameleon, half phoenix.
Half phoenix.
Yeah, the math checks out on that. We cut from there to Booger Red in a different room, because I guess he stormed off after she was like, you never thanked me before. He was like, I gotta get a milkshake. I gotta take a drink of water. And so he left. And we cut to him.
I just got to go stand in one of the back rooms and be mad about this.
Look, we've all just gone into the cooler to physically cool our body down from being mad at work.
I've been so bad at Target a few times, I had to go into the freezer.
The freezer is, if you're in the freezer where it's like negative 20 in there, and I have literally had icicles form on my beard from my breath from scanning stuff. When you're like, I got to go in here to cool down, that's how you know you are hot under the collar. But so he goes into the, I think it's not the room where the Rhino Nexus scroll was, but it is a room like that. And there's a bunch of scrolls on and urns and stuff. And he gets mad and he punches them all. And then he looks over at a mirror and Daishi starts talking to him.
Yeah, it's the Green Goblin scene.
He's getting very Green Goblin. And he's like, you're just my human vessel. That's all. You don't have any rights anymore, because I am, your body's just for me. And Jared's like, no, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to do any more evil stuff.
Yeah, all I wanted to do was kick a towel boy. I never wanted to like do real harm.
Just one time, kick a towel boy. Is that so bad? And Daishi's
we
like,
also, is this when we got like the flashback of him on a playground?
It's when he first gets into this room. Yeah, yeah.
And some kid like takes his red hat.
I think that's from the
is that from the Ghost of Christmas Past
Ghost
episode?
Of Christmas Past. I think that's what happened. And then he, because he was like, they took your hat and you should kick their butts and that would make you evil. But it's just that. And then it's the first episode where he's like, I'm the senior kung fu boy. Give me my towel.
Yeah, that's a direct order from a from an upperclassman.
Yeah, from a senior. And he's like, he says something like, you're just a vessel. That's all you have in you is just to be my vessel. And he's like, no, I still have the spirit of the lion. And Daishi's like, yeah, but you, like, we're also a crappy guy.
He does say, he's like, you do have the power of the lion, but you do not have the heart.
You don't have the nobility or the goodness of, you just got the power of it, and that's mine now. And he's very upset about that. And then we just cut away from there.
Well, Daishi also says at the end, when this beast war is over and, like, the beasts have won, all humans, including you, will be killed.
Will be,
like, after I'm done with you, your body will be destroyed.
Yeah, you're going to be the last one on the pile, but you are going on the pile for sure. Then we cut from there to the Paishua school.
Yeah, the schoolyard, the, like, out in the courtyard area.
The big courtyard. And Casey's like, what are we doing back here? And he's like, it's master test time. And then the other three masters come out, and they're like, it's time to test to see if you are Paishua masters, or Paishua masters, as Casey can only say. Jason Smith, his accent, he's not the worst at hiding it. He's not the best. He's no Glenn McMillan, number one accent hiding boy on this show. But Casey's like a little trepidation. He's like, RJ, what do I do? How do I win? And RJ's like, I've taken you as far as I can. Like, this is the deal. And then the Paishua master test is you have to beat your Paishua master. Seems pretty straightforward, I guess.
Yeah.
Feel like there should be more to it, but,
well, it's weird that they have to beat their, like, secondary masters.
It's gonna be their number two dad. No one's gonna fight RJ this
time. No one fights RJ. Master Mao is a ghost, so
can't fight him.
That's out. But, like, after Master Mao died, he was like, go find your new master, and they found RJ, and then RJ was like, I'm your master.
Yeah. But then they're like, we need new weapons. Like, okay, well, here's some new masters. But also, doesn't this, if the test to become a Paishua master is to just beat the, like, which whoever trained you most recently, I guess, doesn't that, like, kind of make diminishing returns on fighting older masters?
Yeah, Lily has to beat up Master Fan, a 90-year-old man who can't stand up straight. Like,
and then, like, Theo has to fight Master Swoop, who RJ also had to, I assume, beat to become a Paishua master, because he said that Master Swoop was his master. So, like, now he's two in the hole, and, like, is Theo that's going to be the same rank of master as, like, Casey, who, if he beats Master Finn, like, Master Finn, as far as we know, has never been defeated in combat and is not the oldest man on the planet. So, like, I don't know. I feel like there should be a little more to it that ends with this, but we, like, This episode was like, we got a lot to do.
I don't think it is literally defeat your master. I think it is a much more, like, spiritual, like, the fight against the master is the test to see if you're at the level. You know what I mean?
So once you get here, you're already a master.
Right. Or, like, we're checking. We think you might be. We're gonna check.
Yeah. So they fight, and it's a pretty long one. It's a pretty long fight. At some point, Lily's fighting Master Fant. And she does, like, cheetah jabs. And Casey, at this point, has been not doing bad, but not, like, winning. And he sees Lily do something, and he's like, oh, I'll do that. And then he just does, like, a cheetah jab kind of deal, which they will explain in a minute. But this doesn't really make sense for Casey's never been the look around at what the others are doing and copy them guy.
That's one of my big problems, and probably my worst for the episode, is that Casey suddenly is just like, I'm a test cheater. I look at everyone else's answers and put them on my test.
Like, it's weird, but then the other thing is that he does that.
Because, like, he also, at the beginning, he asks RJ, like, hey, man, how do I just pass?
What do
this
I do?
Test?
How do I win?
I know you have the answer sheet because you're the teacher.
Because you're a teacher.
Right? And
so
then these are
me.
Like, these are people from the state that have come with the MCAS tests.
They're doing, but I know the presidential fitness test. Yeah. Do you remember the presidential fitness test?
What a stupid thing.
What a dumb thing. The only time I ever felt good about it is when I did more push-ups than a dude in my class who was older than me and jacked. but he wasn't jacked in a good way because he couldn't do a lot of push-ups. And I schooled him because I have good push-up muscles, I guess. But yeah, it like this feels like in the very early episodes, Casey would be like, I'm just a new guy. I don't know what I'm doing because he wasn't like trained. So like
I was waiting for that when RJ was like, hey, we're here to take our master test. I was waiting for Casey to be like, what? I'm still just like
a new guy. But like he's not. But like this is a weird revertigo that he has gone into that I don't know. Like I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to Casey. I understand like where it ends up, and I like that. But just it feels weird getting there. But then he also sees Theo do some sort of move. I don't remember what it is. And he does right away.
He does the like the cheetah jabs, and that works for like a second. But then Finn counters and like knocks him away.
Yeah.
And then he looks over at Theo. I think Finn actually has him in like a standing arm bar or something. And he looks over at Theo. And Theo is doing like a very different martial art from the other two.
Was it like bicycle kicks that he copied
He's doing like Liu Kang style.
Yeah,
Like Swoop style, the style he was taught by Master Swoop.
Yeah.
And Casey's like, oh yeah, that's what I have to do.
I'll do that. And like the tiger is not a copy animal. It's not. You're not the chameleon here, Casey. What are we doing? But he does it. He does that. And then I think Theo and Lily kind of at the same time are like, let's just launch our spirits, our animal
spirits.
Yeah,
it does Lily first, and then the elephant comes out. No, I think it does Theo first.
And then
Master Swoop launches the bat and the jaguar. He's a jaguar, right?
Yeah.
The jaguar, like, knocks the bat away.
Which that was always going to end that way. Cheetah beating an elephant in single combat, much more impressive.
Like last episode when Grindr was like, oh, a rhino versus is no match for a clever monkey. And I'm like, I think in nature, the monkey's going to lose.
If
like,
the monkey gets on the rhino's back, rhino can't do anything about that.
Climbs a tree in the
rhino
water.
Rhino knocks a tree over. Yeah.
Then maybe.
Special circumstances for the monkey winning that one.
But yeah, an elephant versus a cheetah.
Nature's scaredy
cat.
Nervous
animal.
But it wins. Cheetah wins. And then Casey's like, that's what I gotta do. And
says he watches them. He's like, I guess that's also what I will do.
And then he does it. And then Tiger beats Shark. And he's like, yeah, I did it also.
But then we see Master Finn. And he's like, I don't know about this kid.
Wah, wah, wah.
He doesn't get it.
He didn't figure out the true test, the secret babushka test. No, babushka is grandma. What's the doll called?
Matryoshka.
It's not a babushka. It's a grandma doll. And then they like line up and they're like, all right, this is time. And Swoop's like, Theo, you did it. And then he pulls his sleeve up and then the claw symbol appears.
Yeah, it's a magic tattoo, which is fine.
Yeah.
I wish we could have seen them get it, like, chiseled into their skin the old way.
The little, like, the tapping style.
Yeah, like, RJ just has to, like, knock a tattoo into him.
Yeah, that would be sick. But then Master Fan is like, Lily, I'm honored to be the first person to call you Cheetah Master. And I was like, do they have to change their names? Does she have to change her name to Master Ta?
Master Guar and Master Ta.
And Casey. Because we get to Casey, and Master Finn's like, Casey, you failed.
Sorry, brother.
You didn't do it. And then he's like, and that's final. You can never be master. It feels like to me, like he's like, that's it, you're done.
He's like, Casey, I'm sorry you didn't pass the test. And Casey's like, but I did everything they did. And then Finn's like, the decision is final.
That's it. And I don't know if it means final for, like, this test or, like, you can take your driver's test again in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But you do have to take the written again.
I think he is under the impression he'll get to take it again, but I don't.
I'm not. I mean, I mean he probably is, but it doesn't feel that way now.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
I mean, it's Power Rangers. So it would be weird for them to be like, and then the Red Ranger. I don't know, works at the pizza store for the rest of his life.
Oh, man. Now that they're masters and they have the tattoos, Theo and Lily anyway.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get to see, like, full animal forms from them?
Ooh, that would be nice. I would like that. I've wanted that so bad. I don't want them to be Power Rangers fighting the final battle. I want them to be where jaguars and where cheetahs and where tiger. Like they're, I want them to be like bonded forms of their animals. But I don't think that. I think they're probably going to be in their Power Ranger outfits when they do that. So then we cut from there to Scorch and Snapper telling three monsters who will not be named.
They're not named. I could barely tell what they are. I picked out the boar right away.
Is that a boar?
One of them was a boar. I'm almost positive. The girl, like the first one we see that has like the long
like Sailor Moon hair.
Is either some kind of like a dragonfly or maybe a fairy. I couldn't really get a good look at what was on the chest piece.
I couldn't. The other one's an Anubis.
Okay. I could not see that one at all because it was dark and the armor was black. And I was like, I don't know what's on this thing.
I think because if they're this part of them, they should be based on Zodiac, right? And we already fought the boar. The boar was the first one they killed. That was Sound Guy.
Yeah.
So
it
I don't think
like a boar. It looked like a tusky pig to me.
Well, I mean, pig and boar is the same. They occupy the same spot. I'm on Ranger Wiki. I'm going to see if I can get to the bottom of this. There are 15. All right,
good luck. Sorry about your hot phone.
My phone is about to catch on fire. There are 1,500 ads popping up all over Hell West and Crooked.
After we recorded yesterday, I looked up the actress that played Meryl because I was like, I don't think it is. But part of my brain is like, that's the same girl that was Lily's dancing friend.
It was not.
It was not, no. But she did play a cadet in SPD.
Okay.
She was one of the like other cadets.
Yeah, sure. This episode is... No, that is Sonamax. He is dead. You should be dead.
It's just him again?
Yeah. Dog, you died.
This is like in Space Mutiny when that woman gets killed and then they go back to the control room and she's sitting there on the computer.
She's just back at work. Maybe they didn't kill him in the first episode?
I don't know.
No, I guess not. I mean, obviously not, but...
Or they're anyway, like, just put Sonamax back in. We won't ever say his name and we won't talk about it. And these dumb little kids aren't going to notice.
And then the other one, the jackal guy who's Anubis, his name, do you want to guess what his name is?
Anubis.
Nope. Close. Osiris, who was a bird.
Okay.
Not a jackal. You could have just called him Anubis and it would have probably been fine. He's the spirit of the dog. And then the last one is Lepus, which is Lepa Berry is a apple. So apple lady, maybe? Let's see. She has the spirit of the rabbit.
No. What's on her chest? It has wings.
It does have wings. Okay.
She flies like a dragonfly in the fight at the end.
But she's a rabbit.
That is
look at the ears.
BS.
She's got Sailor Moon's hair. Sailor Moon's name is
the rabbit.
Usagi.
I've never seen no insect winged rabbit.
It also this I don't know. I guess this is just Ranger Wiki supposing, but this is the first paragraph. Lepus, which like
Lapis Lazuli,
Lapis Lazuli, Liza Minnelli. Lapine, I believe, is like. It's like canine, but for rabbits. It's like rabbit-like. Is lapine,
like bovine is cows.
Yeah, but it's not lepid. It's lap. But this is lepus. So I guess that kind of tracks. Was a phantom beast warrior. Whoa, spoilers. A monster dies? Okay, Ranger Wiki. Thanks. Who held the spirit of the rabbit mixed with a pixie and was the only female member of the phantom beast. When did they say that? How do you know that's what's in there? That's just Ranger Wiki being like, I don't know. Rabbit doesn't have wings. Got to be a pixie.
What was it? Just Lepus?
L-E-P-U-S. Lepus.
Okay, yeah, that is like a hair.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they got the name from the credits because it's not in the episode.
I forgot to look, so I don't know. So yeah, okay, I guess
anyway, she's a rabbit fairy?
She's a pig. Well, because she's a girl, so she has to have Sky Dancer wings.
Sure.
So,
look, she looks cool, but this is very frustrating.
Yeah, I would not have guessed.
I'm gonna look up a picture of her. This is Jungle Fury.
Yeah, I would not have guessed a rabbit in A Month of Sundays, TBQH, even though the long hair is a kind of ears and is very Sailor Moon, who is rabbit themed. So, like, I guess it tracks, but it's weird.
Man, none of these pictures are, like, clear enough for me to see what is on her chest piece.
It
is just a fairy.
It's just a big fairy. It's just big fairy wings on her boobs. Like, I don't see anything.
I mean, the ears, sort of, I guess.
I guess, but, like, now that I'm looking at it up close, like,
I found the concept art, which it's not that big, but it is a little clearer, and there's not, other than those lopiny ears, this is nothing like a rabbit. So yeah, anyway, she's the fairy phantom beast.
Lopiny ears, and then just so you know that it is a girl, she does have boobs and childbearing hips, so...
Well, of course.
Just, okay, don't get it twisted. This is how you know. This is the girl one. anyway, so Scorcher and Snapper, Scorch and Snapper are like, hey, Daishi wants you to kill Camille, to these three. And they're like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And that's all it takes to get them to.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, Daishi told you that? And they go, yep, straight from the boss.
Right from the mouth of the lion, man. They're like, they're good enough
for
us.
Does she want her dead? We'll go kill her.
Well, I guess that's what we're going to do. And then we cut from there to the kitchen at Jungle Carpet Pizza, and Lily and Theo have long sleeves on.
Okay, look. Casey's like, hey, guys, what's with the long sleeves? Well, he also, even though they're rolled up, does have long sleeves
on. Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that his are rolled up. And they're like, and I do like this because they're like, oh, you know how good it just gets cold in here? It's like, yeah, it gets real cold in here. We're surrounded by pizza ovens. And they're like, you know, just it's chilly sometimes. And even Theo's like, yeah, brr. Ooh, so cold. And Casey's like, you don't have to like hide that you got your master tattoo. Like, you don't need to like hide that from me. I'm not like mad or jealous or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, you should be proud of that.
Yeah. And then Dom, who I feel like is outside the kitchen.
He's in the restaurant. He's sitting at like a table.
I don't know how, like, they just cut to him and he's talking to them, but I know that there is a brick oven between the two of them. And they don't shoot it like that. And he's just like,
is there a window over the oven?
No, but maybe if they have the oven open, they can talk through it, which they've done before. But he's like, hey, man, some of us just aren't cut out to be masters. Look at me. I'm not a master, and I'm doing great. And Casey's like, I have to go for a run. Yeah. I'm going on break. I'm so upset. Which is maybe the most I've ever related to Casey is this episode where he's like, oh, everyone's special but me. I'm going to go away for a little while, if you'll excuse me. So he leaves. Then we cut to Rinchi doing a bunch of katas in the middle of the throne room. Booger Red comes in. He's like, Camille, where's Camille? And Scorch is like, I can help you. And Daishi's like, if I wanted you, I would call for you and not Camille. I want to know where Camille is. And he's like, well, I'm here now. And then I don't know if there's anything else between and Daishi having like another like.
Yeah, he's just attack. Like, well. I don't know where she went, but if I happen to see her, I will let her know that you're looking for her. And Daishi is like, I'm just going to go find her.
I'm going to leave. And he's like, ah, rah. And he's like, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine. And then he leaves. Because Jared is painful to take over, I guess, is the...
Yeah.
When they switch between who's in the driver's seat. And then we cut to Casey. He's on a run. He's running through the woods, which is this break way longer than 15 minutes. I can tell you that for sure. Then we cut to Camille, who's in also the woods. Is it the same woods? Stay tuned. And she's like, Daishi, you wanted me to come to the woods? Daishi?
You wanted to meet me here even though we live at the same house?
We live in the same house. Daishi? And then she's ambushed by the three monsters. By ambushed, I mean they just like step out. They don't attack her. They don't jump her.
Yeah.
But they like surprise her.
And they're like, haha, fooled you.
And they're like, Daishi wants you to die. And Camille's like, I do not believe you for even one second. And they're like, well, that's what we heard, so we're going to kill you. So then she transforms.
That's what he told Scorch to tell us, probably.
And then I wish they would have mentioned Scorch or Snapper even once, but I don't think they need it. I think they land the this part fine. But if they would have said Scorcher told us that Daishi wants you dead, I immediately Camille would have been like, Oh, okay. I get it.
I see what's happening right here.
So then she starts fighting them, and she's doing very well. But Josh, the damn numbers game.
Look, it always catches up to you.
It all comes down to the damn numbers game. You can't beat it. Sometimes you can beat the damn numbers game. And I honestly would like to see somebody fight like 30 monsters at once. I think that would be awesome.
Except just it would like, be like Dominic. And they would be like, well.
Well, maybe not this season. Like, let's, you know, we could pick from anybody, right?
Right.
So just have like, I don't know. I mean, Tommy's the obvious candidate to do it. He's Tommy. But I think a properly motivated Jen Scotts could kill 30, 40 monsters at once.
I think Carter would be a really good one to see, like, guerrilla warfaring 30 monsters.
Just Carter, two guns, and 30 monsters. I think Carter would be the best one to watch because, again, I know I think we said this, like, two episodes ago, but, like, that dude was ready to go to hell forever. Yeah. Like, that's a Power Ranger right there. ends up losing the numbers game, and she gets transformed back into it. She gets hit so hard, she transforms back into her human form, which if that's the default form, then, like, yeah, something's going on, right? Like, if you turn back into that at the end of the day, then, like, you're more human than not. Casey hears her scream, and I was like, hell yeah, Casey's going to go save Camille.
I also thought that. I was so excited.
And then it doesn't happen. Then something else happens. I was like, oh, maybe not. But it's we'll beat by beat, Casey runs up and he gets behind a tree and he's like, sees Camille down and like
he's
about
also
to be
up like an embankment kind of.
Yeah, he's on some sort of banking and he sees her and I feel like he's about to go, right? Like, I want to believe that Casey's about to go help her because it's the right thing to do. But then Jared jumps in and he starts fighting them off. He like knocks them back and then goes up to her and like helps her up, like kind of all princely, like he's holding her like she's Snow White and she just ate a poison apple. And then this is when I noticed the voice change where he's like, I'm Jared now, and it's like his voice is doing a different voice, and I was like, oh, I like this. This is a good trick you're doing. And then he's like, I care about you or whatever. And she's like, you got to be Jared right now. There's no way you're booked.
Well, yeah, because she's down and he runs over to check on her. And she's like, you do care about me. And in his Jared voice, he goes, Daishi does not, but yeah. I do.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. And Casey sees this. It doesn't help. And I was like, now Casey's going to jump in. It's going to be Jared and Casey. It's going to be two
that
big
would be
cats.
So cool. It's Jared because there's three monsters, right? So it would be Jared, Casey, and Camille against the three monsters, like standing across the forest from
so
each
good.
Other.
Instead, Jared just beats them all up. He turns into his like gold filigree form of transformed, which I don't think looks as cool as the original version. There's a lot going on.
It's just over designed. It's a Gen 5 Pokemon.
It's a Gen 5 Pokemon all day long. And he beats them up and I blinked and I thought he killed everybody. And
they blew up. So okay, I mean, it looked as if he killed them.
And then I was like, oh, he killed them, right? Okay. And then he picks her up, like, again, like he's picking up Snow White and takes her. He's like, we got to go back to the temple. So they go back to Cobra Kai. And then Casey's like, wait till the others hear about this. And he turns around and start running. And he gets blasted too. And we go to commercial and we come back. The monster that I just now learned his name is Lepus is like, is back up. And I was like, oh, maybe Boogerang didn't kill them? But we don't see Sonamax or Osiris again this episode. But when I was just on, you might remember a minute ago when I was Googling on air, on Ranger Wiki, it says that they are in the last episode also, or the next one or the one after. There's more episodes after this one.
They just went back to whatever secret room at Cobra Kai they were hiding in.
They were upset, and they're like, we're going to leave. But Lepus is like, I'm going to kill the Red Ranger, and that will make Daishi not mad at me for trying to kill his girlfriend. A good strategy. Let's see how it pays out. The answer is, I don't know if it does. Casey morphs right away and then immediately runs her over with a motorcycle.
He wastes no time.
He's like, Jungle Power... I don't remember what their one is. And then he transforms
like
and immediately
battle cycle. I don't know.
He's immediately like striker cycle go and then just starts running over her. But then he gets like knocked off the bike back into regular form and she just lights him up. So like sucks is she's the one that dies this episode, not Osiris, who's named wrong, or Sonamax, who we already saw lose.
We already saw be defeated. This is twice now Sonamax has not accomplished anything.
Sonamax, you gotta get that guy out of here. I think we cut to the kitchen again while Casey's getting beaten up by a rabbit pixie lady. Some people have all the luck. And then Theo's like, I don't get it. Why didn't Casey earn Master Tech? He did the same things that we did. And RJ's like, yeah, he has the qualities of a leader and a good fighter and everything. But a Pai Shua master doesn't ask. He knows. And Casey asked what to do. Casey wanted clearer directions, and he will be punished for that forever.
That's right. So if you're doing something and you don't know exactly what is expected of you, just
you're never going
to. You should just know.
You should just know. You'll never
out.
Be a Pai Shua master. No. You loser. And then this is a weird thing that happens is Dominic comes in. Dom pokes his head in, does not say a word, but everyone telepathically understands what he's here for. And then they leave.
He bursts through the door and he's like,
and then it was like,
oh, yeah. So monsters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they all go. And like, I know that we know that that's because we just saw it. And I know that if a Power Ranger bursts into a room, you got to go, right?
With like a concerned look on their face. It's like, oh, okay.
it just seems so, the way it's put, it hangs. It's not like he doesn't say anything and they immediately go. It like hangs on him not saying anything for like a second. And then they're like, ugh, and then they all leave. Like it's very strange.
He doesn't even come in like Casey's in trouble.
Yeah. He's just like.
Which I was thinking after he ran over Lepus and then she beat his ass about it.
She did not enjoy that.
While they were fighting, I was like, shouldn't the monitors and alarms be going off? Like, Fran knows immediately when a monster appears somewhere.
Yeah.
So, and then we cut to this, and it was fine. It was a little delayed, but it was all right.
Yeah. So we come back to Casey. He's still fighting Lepus, and then Scorch and Snapper show up. And Casey's like, I guess I'm gonna have to fight all three of you now. Like, he's not like, oh man, but he's just like, okay. All right, here we go. Scorch and Snapper say something about, like, we're the Phantom Bee, whatever. Who cares? I don't know what they say. Doesn't matter.
They get there and they're like, I don't know if Lepus says it or if they automatically just jump to the conclusion of, like, Daishi is going to be mad at all of us.
Yeah, so we'll just
Lepus is like, you guys lied to me, and then
I think that might be it.
And Scorch is like, yeah, Daishi's not going to be very happy that we did that.
I love it. She's like, you lied. He's like, yeah. We tried. Then the other Rangers show up, and they all line up, and he's like, just in time. And then they call it the Spirit Rangers, and then they go into Jungle Master mode. And then they fight, and then eventually Scorch and Snapper just leave. I thought they were going to be in the whole fight, but they are gone at some point. I don't know when. They snuck out when I wasn't looking.
This seems to happen like a lot, especially this season, where suddenly someone or a monster or something just isn't here anymore.
They just leave. They're like, oh, now's my opportunity. I'm going to go.
Last episode, it was a plot point.
Yeah.
But
this episode is just like, hey, Scorch and Snapper. I understand that you're like, this. We're not winning this one, but then you abandon Lepus to die, and that sucks.
Yeah, they're like, let's go back and figure out what lie we're going to try on Daishi to not get the Rinzen ripped from our souls or whatever.
like our bud Weiger. But then all the Rangers do like their big attack. They do Claw Cannon, and then there's also like the Rhino Blast and Wolf Punch or whatever, and then they blow her up, but she doesn't die, and then she's mad, so she grows.
She's blown up twice in this episode.
The second time they do the claw cannon big like explosion attack thing, she just like lands regularly and is just mad about it. Like I don't even think she's that hurt. She's just like, oh, and then gets up and
power
grows.
Creep.
Yeah,
it's like the claw cannon card is just not as strong as it used to be in competitive play.
You got
to
get claw cannon 2, the Squeakquel, the claw cannon, claw gaga. And then she grows, they get in their Zords, the Rhino stabs her immediately, the other Rangers individually attack her, and then they do the Stampede attack. They never even make a Megazord on her, which seems...
Well, I mean, they would have just immediately broken back up to do the Stampede anyway.
I do like that they didn't go through that, because it would
skip
be
the
a waste of time.
This time.
Yeah. But just like, She gets claw cannon. She's not even that hurt. She gets back up, and they immediately like stab her with a rhino, and then they kill her. And it's like, oh, I was hoping for something. Like, we haven't seen Flit commentate an episode in like
we haven't a seen while. Flit in a few episodes.
I don't remember last time we saw Flit. He popped out once.
Yeah, he was not there last episode. It might have been the episode before that where he just like popped out for a second.
I think it was. I think it was when Pete was on where Flit was just like, "What's up? Here I am. All right, see you later.
Don't forget about me, Flit."
And we're like, okay, Flit. And he's like, I'm not going to be back for a couple episodes, but please keep me in mind. So then we cut to Scorch and Snapper. And I just wrote they do damage control. And I think they're just talking to each other about, like, what are we going to do? How are we going to spin this? Because I don't think Daishi or Camille sees them, because they show up later. And I don't think it's now. I think it's just them being like, oh, we're going to figure out what we're going to do. And then we cut from there to outside Jungle Karma Pizza, where Casey is like telling Theo and Lily, he's like, it was Jared. And I know it was Jared. And he was helping Camille. Yeah. And so like this, there's more Jared than there's Daishi now, I think.
Yeah, he's just like, Jared is like like the person Jared still is in there.
The human man Jared is not dead like we thought. And then,
Lily's like, yeah, but Jared sucked though. So
he sucked. And then she says he sucked even before he was possessed by an evil dragon spirit, which that is new information.
That is new, that Daishi is a dragon.
The only other kernel of info about Daishi being a dragon is in that one scroll from 5 or 6 episodes ago where it was like there was a second dragon and we're like, that's got to be Daishi, right? But like,
yeah.
That was not said. And maybe in the very beginning when they were like, then Daishi lost a beast war, we put him in a box, there was like a dragon, but I don't remember that. So like, this is, now we know that he is a dragon. I feel like they forgot to tell us. I feel like this, they say it with such confidence that they were just like, oh, did we not mention that yet? I feel like everyone knew he was a dragon.
That's Jackie being like, I gotta get this information in there, or the kids are never gonna know.
The last episode's gonna make no sense. They're gonna think Scorch just digivolved, and we can't have that. So then Casey's like, this time's different. Casey, or Lily and Theo are both like, Casey, Jared's gone. And if he's not, he sucks, so who cares?
Yeah, and Lily's
and Casey's
like,
what are we talking about?
Yeah, and Lily's like, hey, you know I always try to find the good in people, but...
Except Jared.
Jared is dead, and it's only Daishi now. Even though he is telling them, Jared literally said, I am Jared, and I am showing you compassion.
And they're like, no, that's... You're wrong, Casey. And once you're a master, maybe you'll understand. Yeah. But until then. And then they just leave, and he just is standing in the courtyard in front of the pizza store, like, what just happened to me?
What just happened? He needs to try to go tell RJ.
Well, he does do that. We cut to Daishi bringing Camille back in. He puts her on his throne, and he's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, you care about me? Something. He's like, yeah, I do. And then like, he has like, Daishi takes back over. He's like, get out of my throne. And she like flops off because she's still injured. And she like lands like, on the floor in front of him.
Stumbles down the stairs.
And she's like, sorry, Daishi. And then he sits down angrily on the chair and just scowls. And it's like, oh, I'm now worried about Camille again. Oh, beans.
Because Daishi. This has to be a situation where like the suppressed one knows what is happening.
I think a little bit, but I also otherwise, think that he doesn't know exactly what Jared is saying to her, because I feel maybe, like he would just killed her immediately.
But then how did Jared develop feelings for Camille if he was suppressed for so long?
Look at her.
He popped out once and he was like, whoa.
That's all it took for me, dog. Jared's a man of taste. I can tell you that for free. But I feel like Jared knows what Daishi does, but Daishi doesn't know what Jared does.
Okay.
Right? I feel like that's what's happening, because I feel like if he would, because when he says, get out of my chair, he's not like, I put you there. You know, he's like, you're just in my chair. I don't know how we got here, but get out.
Yeah, it does seem like he just woke up. It was like, hey, man, what's going on?
But like, I think because either way, Jared is there, right? Like, if Daishi's in charge, Jared's body is still there. But when Daishi isn't there, Jared is all the way there. So I feel like he gets to remember and Daishi doesn't, which I like. But then Camille, like, has this look of, like, I gotta kill Daishi and get Jared out of there is what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
We cut from there to Casey bursting into the lobby. He's like, RJ, what do you want me to do? And RJ's like, excuse me? He's like, you want me to wash your socks or do any Karate Kid stuff? I gotta know.
Plumbing.
And he's like, well, the toilet is a little leaky. And a little leaky? You need to get that fixed immediately. That is, do not let your toilet keep being leaky. That's how you get rot. It's not good. And he's like, but that's beside the point. And RJ's like, well, whatever. We gotta train. So I can become a master. And RJ's like, I'm done training you. And he says it not in the RJ way of like, there's more of an explanation, but that's what I'm saying. He says it as like, we're done here. And it's a little weird to see.
It is. Because he's just like, I got nothing for you.
I taught you everything I can. And now that you have that, it's up to you to use it. But it just seems like that explanation is fine and I'm okay with it. But like when he's like, I'm not your master. I don't train you anymore. You don't work here anymore.
You don't even go here.
It just feels like very Zordan for a second of like, I can get new Jungle Fury kids. Whatever. I'll get a new kid to be a master. I don't care. You think you're the only tiger? Jimmy's a tiger too.
Yeah, we'll get Jimmy.
He seems to be okay at karate.
He already fired a claw cannon, so.
Yeah, he's halfway there. So then Casey's like, ugh. And then we cut from there to Scorch and Snapper getting scolded by Daishi. And he's like, you told them to kill Camille or blah, blah, blah. And I like, if I want her dead, then I'll kill her. But I don't want her dead, so don't. And they're like, okay, sorry. We just thought you wanted her dead because it felt like that. And he's like, well, don't do it again.
Yeah, they're like, you know, what we did was we did that for you.
It was for you.
Because, you know, look at her. She's so distracting.
She's very distracting. And then they're like, are you even in charge? Like, are we good? And he's like, I'm good. It's Daishi. Jerry's gone. It's just Daishi here. Don't worry about it. Anyway, to distract you from this, the final Beast War is soon. We got to do a final. And they're like, okay. And then we cut to Camille behind a pillar somewhere, probably in the doorway that they were at.
She was invisible. She like wobbles back into visibility. So she was like hiding.
But she just like visibles back and is like, oh, has like a scared look on her.
Because
face.
Daishi said like, I will kill Camille when it's needed.
If I gotta, I would.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's not Jared. Jared would never. And then the episode ends. And before we do all the other stuff, I just want to say, Jackie, thank you. Thank you for coming back and landing this plane. I did, not to bum us out, but the next episode is written by John Tellegan, I think. So, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Uh-oh.
But we've just been on kind of a run of stinkers of varying degrees. And this one I feel like is not that. I feel like we got back on track thanks to the careful hand of one Jackie Marchand. But Josh, you started.
Yeah.
So I get to pick the first best. And I'm going to say the best is Jared and Camille.
Yeah.
I think it's Jared and Camille. I like them. I like Jared being like, I care about you. Daishi doesn't. And her being like, I understand that now. And then when he goes back to Daishi, she's like, okay. This is bad. I don't like this anymore. So I think that's going to be my best.
I think it is the switching back and forth from Jared to Daishi.
That was very good. Like, it's not often that a Power Rangers actor like pulls that off in a way that,
yeah, and we do get it relatively often in a Power Rangers season, duality in person kind of. I just think it was real. A lot of the choices made on each side were very good.
Yeah. The worst is Casey's revertigo, yeah. I feel like, of him being like, I gotta be a cheaty boy. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a new guy.
Someone tell me the answers. I'm just the new guy.
Yeah, like he's just like being a real Melvin in there. He's and
a
like
stinker. Just a real stinker.
But it's like a stinker in like a new bespoke way. It's not like the same stinker that like if Casey would have like lost because he like fought a little dirty, even though he doesn't really do that. Because
he kicked Master Finn in the nuts.
He kicks him in the nuts, and he's like, And they're like, that's against the rules. And he's like, you think Daishi's not going to kick me in the nuts if he gets a chance? Absolutely not. But yeah, it's just a weird, like, character reversal in a way that is like, if this would have happened like 20 episodes ago, I'd be like, oh, okay. But now it's just like, that's not the same guy anymore. MVP, I think I want to give it to Bede Skinner.
Yeah.
I think he did a good job this episode. For a guy whose acting thus far has been like very serviceable, like,
yeah, it's fine,
very okay.
Even like, he does a lot of good, he makes a lot of good choices, and he does a lot of good acting. His line delivery as Jared sometimes is a little off, but also he's trying to do like a nicer voice, so
right. He pitches it way up too. He's like, yeah, I'm Daishi and I'm Jared. Are you okay? Like, it's like, and I think it works. But he also, like, it can't be super. I'm not a professional actor. It can't be terribly easy being like, I'm two guys who are the same guy who are different guys, and I need the audience to be able to understand the difference between the two. But I don't look any different. My hair doesn't even change. Like,
yeah.
And, like, being able to show that, I think, is, like, you know, impressive. So I'm going to give it to old Bayday Skinner.
Yeah, I'm also going to do that.
Now we have to rank it. And I'm going to say that we got a top halfer here.
Oh, for sure. excuse me. For sure.
Yes, indubitably. I think it's better than Path of the Rhino.
Yeah, what happened in Dance the Night Away?
That's the one I think we just literally every time we get up this high, that's the one that Benny was on where Stingerella and Toadie were in love and they did fighting.
What was Fear in the Phantoms?
Fear in the Phantoms is the one Sky was on, which is when the Power Rangers, like, lose because, like, the Phantom Beasts arise. They don't arise and arise to crystallize, but they do arise in Fear in the Phantoms, and they, like, are, like, actually a threat in a way that they Power Rangers monsters don't usually get to be. I don't know what One Last Second Chance is.
I don't either.
I can't tell you, gun to my head. Hold on, all I still right, got well, that.
Skipping up above that, how about with the premiere?
I like the premiere, but I feel like it is like a little weaker. And this one might be around there.
Yeah. I don't remember Pizza Slice of Life either.
Pizza Slice of Life. That's an early one. Pizza Slice. Things become chaotic when RJ leaves Casey in charge of the pizza shop. Casey makes the mistake of letting everyone do what they want. And then Camille finds out Nadia. Oh, that's the one. No, it's not Nadia. It's Nadja. It's N-A-J-A. That's how it's spelled in the show. It's not Nadia. It's not that's Maven's. Like... oh, what's his name? The wrestler. Jamie Knox?
Jamie Noble?
Jamie Noble. I was like, I couldn't think of his last name. It's not Jamie Noble's Trailer Park Girlfriend, Nadia. It's Nadja.
Winner. Female winner of the first Tough Enough.
First ever Tough Enough. I like that one more because I do remember that one. That one is like half pizza shenanigans, half Camille hunting down Nadja to kill him. And I like that more. So I'm gonna say that's my ceiling. But I do feel like I like it a little more than the opener.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, I think.
All right, coming in at number 8, finally we got one not on the bottom
10,
of the list.
Baby.
Coming in at number 8, To Earn Your Stripes, and ironically, Casey didn't this time. So, next episode is called, this is a really regular title, Path of the Righteous.
Path of the Rhino. No, we already did that one.
We already did Path of the Rhino. The Path of the Righteous and the Path of the Rhino are perpendicular to each other, though. They run. You can see one from the other.
We've got two episodes left.
Yep.
Are we think going into those final two episodes, are we thinking we're in like a decent spot?
This episode made me feel a lot better than the last four or five have.
Did a lot of work that could have, some of it maybe could have been offloaded to an episode before this.
Previous couple episodes could have maybe set up some groundwork a little better. But this one, I do feel a lot better going into what is essentially the finale because they are, you know.
There's part of me that thinks it might be a little rushed resolving Casey's problem.
Yeah.
And the Daishi problem. However, I can also see Daishi and Jared are going to separate. It's going to be like a Mezagog situation, right?
Right.
And then, like, right at the last minute, Casey's gonna know what he has to do, and then he'll end up with his stripes because of a fight with Daishi. That's my guess.
Okay. I mean, I also assume he will end up with master status, because that would be weird to not
It'd
do
be
that.
Very weird. It would be like if Meryl just didn't show up for her lunch date.
Oh, Meryl.
So I think there's a way that they'll satisfy. There is a way to resolve this in a satisfying way.
I agree. So a couple things. The next two episodes, both aired on the same day. So it is technically like a two-part finale, even though they are not. It's not a two-parter. Right. So But they did air on the same day. The first one, the next one is written by John Telligan. Not my favorite.
Do you think we will get any resolution with Theo and Lily?
Maybe in the last 4 minutes of the final episode. I don't think we're going to get anything closer than that. I think the very end, Casey would be like, I'm going to go to a mountain and learn how to be a real tiger, or whatever he's going to do. And then Lily's going to be like, hey, Theo, I think we should go on a date. And it's going to be like the pan out. It'd be like, bah, 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 bah. That's the end.
Where they're just like eating a pizza together.
Yeah. The final episode is written by Jackie Marchand again. So.
Oh, good. So John Telligan, she's going to have to clean up John Telligan's mess episode.
Whatever Telligan spills on the floor, she's going to have to pick up. Hopefully, it goes well. But I will say, after this one, I am much. I'm not as worried about the end of this. I do have a big fear now that they have said, here's the reason why you didn't become master, Casey, is because you tried to do what others did. You didn't just know what to do.
Well, they didn't tell Casey that, though.
No, but we know that. That is why he lost, right? Is because he was unsure of himself. I'm worried that he's going to do something that RJ tells him to do, and then that will earn him master stripes.
I think it's going to be like, you can't go out there. He's too powerful, and he's going to go anyway.
I thought we were going to end this episode with him being the master for saving Camille, but then he doesn't. And
he didn't save Camille.
Yeah. So but
no
I
one
am,
was there
I,
to tell him you need to go save her, even though he's the one that saved a bad guy, because what Power Rangers do is save people.
Yeah, but this and in his credit, he was about to, but then Booger Red jumped in and he was like, I guess he's got it. I just wish it would have been Tiger and Lion fighting the bad guys.
Yeah, that would, maybe we'll still get that. I think we'll still get that with him and Jared, maybe.
Oh, that would be cool.
But I think it was also like, I'm going to go help Camille. And then Booger Red shows up and he's like, oh, no. Like, I see that he's got some friction with those monsters. But if I go down there, it's going to be 5-on-1.
Anyway, that's the end. We will see you next time for part one of the not numbered together 2-part finale.
Yeah.
But until then, may the power protect you. It's episode 666. I know that. I also missed the opportunity to make a neighbor of the devil joke last time, but that would have just been for Shannon. So I don't even know if she knows that bit, because she hasn't played Control. I don't know if they use it in Alan Wake. So maybe it would have been just for me, now that I'm thinking about it.